Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
As we end 2024, I've been going back through the archives for some of my favorite Three Good Things segments of the year. This one aired June 23rd.
Now it's time for Three Good Things.
One, two, three.
Tell me something good.
Oh, tell.
On my mind this week, national anthems. I'm watching the European Soccer Championships and the Copa America, Go USA, later today. The Olympics are in a month. The 4th of July is a couple weeks away. So people around the world are belting out national anthems left and right. Got me to thinking about them, these curious songs we have such a deep affinity for. They are a nation and its identity set to music. Let's begin with ours. You know the story of the Star-Spangled Banner, Francis Scott Key, Baltimore, War of 1812, but do you know the origin of the melody? It logically comes from Britain. It's called the Anacreontic Song. It was the official tune of the Anacreontic Society, a gentleman's club from 18th century London. In other words, it's a drinking song from a pub. It goes, "Voice, fiddle, and flute, no longer be mute. I'll lend you my name and inspire you to boot."
Voice, fiddle, and flute, no longer be mute. I'll lend you my aid and inspire you to boot.
The Anacreontic had six verses, and all of them ended with an ode to Venus and Bacchus, the god of winemaking. Makes you realize how truly un-American Prohibition was. Japan's song is called Kimageo, and its lyrics are the oldest of any national anthem. They come from a poem written somewhere around the 9th or 10th century. The lyrics are sung directly to the Emperor of Japan. May your reign continue for 8,000 generations until the tiny pebbles grow into massive boulders lush with moss. The origins of Mexico's national song are quite different. In 1853, the country's president launched a contest to create the perfect anthem. Francisco González Bocanegra didn't even want to participate, but his fiancée locked him in a room and told him he had to write something for the contest. He won, and they got married. May the earth tremble to its core to the resounding roar of the cannon. Many national anthems have their origins in war. France's Le Marseillaise is probably one of the most graphic. The full version talks about bloody flags, enemies slitting throats, and metaphorical tigers tearing people apart. But hey, it's fun to hum along to. Check out this version from Muriel Mathieu in front of the Eiffel Tower on its 100th anniversary, 1989. Not all national anthems were produced during war, colonization, or even hundreds of years ago. The Cook Islands was written in 1982 by a husband and wife team. It sounds very peaceful and South Pacific.
고 괴랄 대부 오대파에 누와에.
God of truth, please listen to our voices as we call on you to protect and guide us. Some other facts about national anthems. The longest one in the world is Greece, with a whopping 158 stanzas. But they use a cut-down version today, so time-wise, it's actually Uruguay at 6 minutes. The shortest song is Uganda's, 44 seconds. Let's end with this. Remote St. Helena Island in the South Atlantic is still under British rule, but they have their own unofficial song besides God Save the Queen. And it was actually written by an American who never set foot on St. Helena. Dave Mitchell was a DJ living on an island 700 miles away, but he wrote the song because he thought St. Helena looked beautiful on postcards. And that's three good things.
My heart is drifting southward to my home down in the sea, to the Isle of St. Helena.